They call it
sand. Once saw logs, it has a V shape, like this.
On top?
On top. Uh-huh. You put your log through in to keep it from rolling while you sew it. Uh-huh. Then a sawhorse that carpenters use is a has a 2x4 across the top with four legs shaped like that.
Okay. They call them both sawhorses?
Both sawhorses.
Okay. You fix your hair with a comb and a
brush.
Okay. And you sharpen an old-fashioned straight razor on a leather
strap.
Okay. And if you're firing a shotgun and you eject those empty things, what do you call those empty things?
Shells.
Okay. What's another word that you might use besides shell?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, I may know too, but I can't think of it.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment? Where a kid gets on one end and a kid gets on the other and they go up and down?
Seesaw.
Okay. And if you see some kids over there doing that, you'd say, hey, look at those kids there.
Seesawing.
Okay. And have you ever seen a homemade kind of playground equipment where they get a board and they fix it down at both ends and then it's kind of limber in the middle and a kid can get on it and jump up and down on there?
No, I've never seen one of those.
Okay. Have you ever seen one that's homemade again? Now, you get a board like this, and it's fixed in the middle. And a kid can get on each end, they go round and round and round.
Merry-go-round.
Okay. And a rope, you throw a rope over a tree limb and attach it to a tire, and you've got a...
swing.
Okay. What do people used to carry coal in?
Skull.
Okay. And what do you call that thing that runs from the stove up to the chimney, carry smoke out?
Stove to the chimney.
Yeah. Like you had an old wood stove?
Oh, pipe.
Okay.
Stove pipe.
What's the difference between the stove pipe and the flue?
Well, the flue is usually made of rocks or brick, and a stove pipe's made of sheet iron.
Okay.
Or tin or something similar. I don't know what they call it. We call it. It's really real thin sheet iron, I guess. Sheet tin. No, I guess it's really tin, just painted black.
A small vehicle that has one wheel usually and you push it and...
It's a wheelbarrow.
Okay. What do you sharpen a pocket knife on?
Hone.
Okay. And what a bigger one that you pump and it turns around and you sharpen it.
Called a grindstone.
Okay. And what do you call that real thick, greasy stuff that you put in the car when you've got things squeaking in there?
Oil?
Okay, thicker than oil.
Axle grease?
Okay. And if you're going to have that put in your car, you say I have...
But now you don't put axle grease in a car.
Yeah.
You grease wagon wheels with it.
Whatever you put in a car, you say I'm going to have to go and have my car...
greased.
Okay. And if it got all over your hands, you say your hands are all...
sticky. Greasy.
Okay. Where do you put axle grease? On the axle, I assume.
Axle grease. And that's what she's trying to tell. Ask me about that car a while ago.
Yeah.
It's axle.
Okay, what did you use to burn in lamps?
Coal oil. Kerosene.
Okay. Same thing? Is that the same thing?
Same thing. Only it had two different, some said coal oil and some kerosene is really the, really what most people call it, kerosene oil.
Okay. Did you ever see a kind of makeshift lamp that somebody make with a bottle and some kerosene and a rag stuck in the bottle? Did you ever see anything like that?
No, I don't think so.
That sounds dangerous to me. I don't know. Toothpaste comes in a...
cube.
Okay. And if some people just built a boat and they're going to push it out in the water for the first time, you'd say they're going to do what to the boat?
Shove it.
Okay. Or what's another word for
it? I don't know.
That? Okay. What kind of boats do people use to go fishing in a small lake around here?
Flat boat's the only thing I know.
Is it flat?
Not a canoe.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember ever seeing any canoes till the last few years since we got the lakes.